This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am recording this on April 24th at 6:36 a.m. I'm going to go get my free sausage, egg, and cheese vegan breakfast sandwich after this. So let's get into it. The first word is the first form of the word exotic. E-X-O-T-I-C. This is an adjective from 1599. Number one, introduced from another country. And then also, not native to the place where found. Where do you find it? Not where it's originally found. Not native to the place where found. Yeah, it's found here, but it's also found over there. That's where it's native. Not over there. This place, not that place. As in exotic plants. It doesn't mean that they're super fancy or crazy looking or crazy smelling. It's just that they're not native. They're not originally grown in that place. Number two is archaic. The synonyms are foreign and alien. And I guess it's archaic, maybe if we're talking about people, but, you know, based on the first definition, it seems like it's basically the same thing. It's from another place. Number three. Strikingly, excitingly, or mysteriously different or unusual, as in exotic flavors. What flavors might those be? Might those be maybe some ice cream flavors that are flavored like dirt? That would be mysterious? There's Jelly Belly Harry Potter flavors? Those were pretty exotic. Four, of or relating to striptease, as in exotic dancing. This is dancing that is not native to the place where that dancing is from or found, whatever. Exotically is an adverb, and exoticness is a noun. That booger ice cream has so much exoticness. Look at it dance. In a striptease. Okay, the etymology doesn't really say much. It's from the Latin exoticus, which is from the Greek exotikos, which is from the Greek word exo. So I guess that just means out. It's just out of another place. It's not here. It's from over there, outside of this area. That's where it's from. That striptease is from over there, not over here. How did it become related to a striptease, exotic dancing? Maybe one of these other words will help us understand that. But I will make a sound effect now that's gonna go... The next word is the second form of exotic. Noun from 1645. One that is exotic. That dance is an exotic. That ice cream flavor, like that grass ice cream flavor is an exotic ice cream flavor. But it is talking about typically a plant or an animal. Those toads in Australia are exotics. Number two, the synonym is stripteaser. You could call them an exotic dancer, or you can call them an exotic if they are doing a striptease dance. Number three, the synonym is exotic short hair, which is coming up. Next is exotica. I think we just added an A. Yep, we just added an A at the end. Noun from 1828. This is things excitingly different or unusual, especially literary or artistic items having an exotic theme or nature. So they have an exotic theme or nature, which is something that is different or unusual outside of your norm, what you're typically, what your life is typically about, something different. Bizarre, maybe? I don't know, whatever you define it as. Yeah, so that, and maybe the next word, is sort of how it became this striptease thing. Oh, they're doing, maybe somebody did like some belly dancing from one part of the world, but did the belly dancing in another part of the world, and that was like, that's so exotic. That's not from where we are. That's from a different part of the world. It's so different and unusual. And then it just sort of grew from there. Next is exoticism, or just exotism or exotism. Okay, exoticism or exotism. This is a noun from 1827, the quality or state of being exotic. I'm trying to think of another silly ice cream flavor. Let's see, we did dirt and grass and boogers and glass-flavored ice cream has so much exoticism. It's very exotic. Okay. Next is exotic short hair. Two words, noun from 1974. Any of a breed of stocky, short-haired domestic cats developed in the U.S. by crossing American shorthairs and Persians. They're exotic because they are different and unusual. So now we gotta look up a picture of one of these exotic shorthairs. Oh, they got a face. They have a face that you just want to snuggle with. I'll post a picture eventually on the social media for exotic shorthair cats. Look at that. Look at that face. Looks like Wilford Brimley. Is that his name? Pew! Next is exotoxin, noun from 1920. A soluble, poisonous substance produced during growth of a microorganism and released into the surrounding medium. And this is not a good thing. It's poisonous. This is like in the first Batman movie when the Joker, there's like an art gallery kind of thing, and he shoots it's probably an exotoxin through the vents. And a soluble substance producing growth of a microorganism. I mean, I don't know if it's literally an exotoxin, but it's some gas that makes people either die or pass out. So they got to put the gas mask on. We are now in the EXP section, and we are starting with EXP, EXP, abbreviation for 1, expense, 2, experience, 3, experiment or experimental, 4, exponent or exponent, 5, export, and 6, express. Express yourself. Pew! The next word is expand. Expand your mind with this podcast. So this is a verb from the 15th century, and we are starting with transitive. Number one, to open up, and the synonym is unfold. Go expand your laundry when you want to put it on. Two, to increase the extent, number, volume, or scope of, and the synonym is enlarge. Enlarge your, expand your understanding of the world. I think a lot of people, they don't want to do this. They want to, there's another cat. Oh, I thought it wasn't, it's not as interesting as I look. Sorry, I'm going to not be distracted by cats. Cats, stop distracting me. So there is a lot of people in the world who I think they're just insulated in their own little world. And they don't realize there's this vast, amazing world out there, amazing people, amazing cultures, amazing foods, amazing whatever. And I think they're missing out. I think they're missing out. Listen, you do whatever you want to do. As long as you're not hurting anybody, do whatever you want to do. But my suggestion is to expand your horizons as much as possible. Okay, thank you. Number 3A is to express at length or in greater detail. And that's what I'm doing here. When I get to a word that I'm trying to figure out or I know maybe a little bit more about, I will expand on it. I will express maybe not at length, but maybe in a bit greater detail or detail. 3B, to write out in full. And the example is expand all abbreviations. Well, the previous word was an abbreviation, and the six definitions, six plus one, they expanded on the abbreviation. So we could see that it got written out in full. Expense, experience, experiment, experimental, exponent, export, and express. 3C, to subject to mathematical expansion, as in expand a function in a power series. And I'm pretty sure I learned this many, many years ago. I don't know if I could give you. Sometimes it's like, sometimes you want to pare down. Sometimes you want to contract the whole thing. You want to make it as simple as possible. But sometimes you want to expand out the formula for whatever reason. I don't know. 3x plus 2 in a parenthesis with a superscript 2 to the second power. And then next to that is a whole other thing. And you can expand it out so it's broken up into all its various little components. Okay, those were all of the transitive. Now we have intransitive, starting with number 1. You always start with number 1. To open out, and the synonym is spread. So the first one, intransitive, is to open up, unfold. And this one is, intransitive, is to open out, spread. I like to expand my butter on my toast or my peanut butter. I like it spread all over, all the way up to the crust. Spread it nice and even. I don't love this. Take a chunk and put it down, and take a chunk and put it, whatever. No, it's got to be even. It's got to be expanded across the planes of the toast. I like that. I don't want any, and I use too much. I know I use too much, but I don't want any of the bread showing through the butter or the peanut. I mean, with the butter, if it's melting, you can't really help it. But the peanut butter, no bread, just, oh, it's expanded. Expanded butter. Okay, what else do we got? More intransitive. Number 2 is to increase in extent, number, volume, or scope. 3, to speak or write fully or in detail, as in expanded on the theme. Oh, that's a very interesting theme that you wrote. That's very thoughtful of you, but I think I need a little bit more information. Can you expand on that? Can you please write me an essay with 3 main points and a conclusion? 4, to feel generous or optimistic. I feel like I need that to be expanded. Can you expand on that dictionary? No, you can't, because you are printed and that's it. To feel generous or optimistic. Well, those two words don't really fit in my brain. You can be generous, you can give stuff away, or you can be optimistic and have a pretty good feeling about the world and things. Expand. I needed an example. Expandability is a noun, and expandable is an adjective. Do I have anything here that is expandable? Expandability, other than my mind? My mind So I don't know how expandable it is anymore. I don't know. I think I've reached its limits. Okay, now I must tell you about the synonyms for expand. Expand, amplify, swell, distend, inflate, and dilate mean to increase in size or volume. Expand may apply regardless of the manner of increase, as growth, unfolding, or addition of parts, as in a business that expands every year. That's pretty impressive for that business. Amplify implies the extension or enlargement of something inadequate. It's not good. It's not good enough. So you need to expand on it. You need to amplify it and make it adequate. As in, amplify the statement with details. This statement was so stupid and dumb and crappy until we amplified it. And then it got loud and good. Swell implies gradual expansion beyond a thing's original or normal limits, as in the bureaucracy swelled to unmanageable proportions. It had pretty good proportions before. It was manageable, its original proportions, but now it's too much. Too much. Too much bureaucracy, too much red tape, too many forms to fill out. Let's the opposite of expand, the opposite of swell. Let's shrink it. Distend implies outward extension caused by pressure from within. Ooh, this is not good. In most cases, I think. As in, this one's not good. A distended abdomen. And I think I've mentioned this before, probably when we got to the word distend. The children's stomachs in third world places where they don't have a lot of food, their stomachs get distended because they don't have food. There's pressure inside because they are hungry. And then this weird medical thing happens where it pushes out. There's so much pressure that it swells. It distends. That's got to be really painful, too. Inflate implies expanding by introduction of air or something substantial and suggests a vulnerability to sudden collapse. Oh no. As in, an inflated ego. Oh, you know, let's just say it. Trump is in the news a lot right now. Who knows what the world will be like on May 31st when this episode airs. The Trump world is going to be different, but he has an inflated ego, and ooh, there is a vulnerability to that collapsing, maybe, or something is going to collapse. Ugh. Okay, fingers crossed. And the last one is dilate. It applies especially to expansion of circumference, as in dilated pupils. My pupils are dilated if there was more light. That's the opposite. I can never keep them straight. Dilate is when there's low light, and then the pupils get bigger, so there's more black area. And then when there's a lot of light, the pupils shrink, so there's tiny little holes, so you're letting in less light. And that's the opposite of dilate. They've shrunk. What is the word for that? I don't know. Well, that was everything for expand, except for the etymology, which I will expand to you. It is from the Latin verb expandere, which is from the ex prefix plus pandere, which means to spread. And then there's more at the word fathom. I can't even fathom how fathom is connected to spreading and expanding. My sound effect is expanding. The next word is expanded. Adjective from 1875. This is talking about a typeface, and the synonym is extended. Yeah, sometimes you'll see either the letters are really stretched out left to right. They are expanded and extended. Sometimes I guess it could deal with the spaces in between the letters, but I think that's the kerning. This is, I think we're literally talking about the text itself is all stretched out and wide. Expanded, extended. Okay. Next is expanded metal, like metal. This is a noun from 1890, but we're not talking about metal music. We're talking about the actual metal stuff, like steel. This is sheet metal cut and expanded into a lattice and used especially as, well, I would want to say lath. If it had an E at the end, it would be lathe, as a lath, L-A-T-H. There is a picture of expanded metal. It kind of looks like just your typical fence, you know, like the diamond shape. But I think I need to see a better picture of this. Because so it's, you know, it's that diamond shape. There's, okay, yes. This is, you know, you see a lot of maybe chairs or tables, deck things, maybe even on grill. I don't know if I've ever seen a grill like that, but yes, you know, there's picnic benches, metal picnic benches. They have this expanded metal, so they have this diamond shape, and I'm curious about how they do this. They expand it into a lattice. That's the crisscrossy shape, and used especially as lath, whatever that is. I didn't know it was literally called expanded metal, but yeah, it's like it was squished together and then they went rip and stretched it out, kind of. It's more complicated than that. Pew. Next, and the last word, we're at the last word, it's expanded plastic. Two words, noun from 1945. Lightweight cellular plastic used especially as insulation and protective packing material. And this is called also foamed plastic or plastic foam. We call them peanuts. Sometimes we call them peanuts, the packing foam peanuts. But there's probably a whole lot of different kinds these days. I think I've seen a lot of kinds. I can't imagine that this is very good for the environment. Oh, you know, it's not gonna, it's it, what we need is, we need something compostable that you can put in the dumps or a compost pile. I think we're starting to get more of that, more things, less plastics. It's a slow process. Can the government make it easier and cheaper to do this? Please and thank you. All right, now we got to pick a word of the episode. We got exotica, exoticism, exotic short hair, exotoxin, expanded metal, and expanded plastic. I don't know, let's just pick exotic as the word of the episode. This podcast is exotic because it's from outer space. Perfect. Short and sweet and stupid. Now, I will quickly tell you about another movie that I watched, which is, we went to the theater to see this, the movie Abigail. It's just good fun. It's crazy and silly and a bit creepy, but more just fun if you like horror movies. If you don't like horror movies, you wouldn't probably have fun, but I think it's pretty fun. Made by the same guys who did Ready or Not, and they clearly have... Did I talk about this before? I can't remember. I can't remember what I've talked about and not. I don't think it... I don't know. Whatever. It's just fun. Yeah, I think I did talk about it. Okay. Oh, well. I talked about it again. Hey! All right, this is the end of the episode. No more expanding things for you. Until next time, this is Spencer doing an exotic dance and dispensing information. Goodbye!